What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. Follow me. We're headed to 701 Indiana Avenue, the home of the Blue Eagle Nightclub. You're in for a good time, because we'll be spending the next hour with the club's house band, the Fabulous Moonlighters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, Peter Preston, on this end. Right about now, I'd like to present you the one and the only one, the Fabulous Moonlighters.
The Fabulous Moonlighters were masters of funk and soul music, and during the 1960s, they were a dominating force on the Avenue scene. The Moonlighters came to Naptown from Louisville, Kentucky in 1964. They were an overnight sensation at the Blue Eagle, and they performed at the club 5 nights a week. While the Moonlighters never scored any hit records, they left behind a catalog of fantastic funk and soul releases that are prized by record collectors around the world. Let's hear an example of the Moonlighters' early sound. We'll be listening to the Moonlighters' first release. From 1967, this is the Fabulous Moonlighters with Uh-Huh, Uh-Huh, Oh Yeah, and Roach Pinocchio. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard the first record ever released by the Fabulous Moonlighters, one of the hottest bands on Indiana Avenue during the 1960s. The Fabulous Moonlighters were the house band at Indiana Avenue's Blue Eagle Nightclub, and many of the Moonlighters' records were released on the Blue Eagle record label. Up next, we'll hear a pair of classic tunes the Moonlighters cut for a Blue Eagle in 1969. This is the Fabulous Moonlighters with For Granted and I've Lost Again.
I'm asking one chance to prove that my love for you is really true. Since I found my mistake,
I might as well forget her. It ain't no use in me crying. Her love for me is slowly dying.
Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. I'm still here at the Blue Eagle Nightclub, digging the sounds of the Fabulous Moonlighters. We just heard two classic soul cuts the Moonlighters released on the Blue Eagle record label in 1969. The Moonlighters also released some heavy funk music on the Blue Eagle label. Let's hear an example. This is the Fabulous Moonlighters with Cold and Funky Moon Meditation.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the president on this end. Right about now, I'd like to present to you the one and the only one, the Fabulous Moonlighters.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two classic funk tracks the Fabulous Moonlighters released on the Indiana Avenue-based Blue Eagle record label. After issuing a series of records on the Blue Eagle label, the Moonlighters were signed to the legendary Naptown soul music label Lamp Records. Let's listen to the first single they released on Lamp. This is the Moonlighters with Just Like She Said She Would and More Than I Can Stand. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of the Fabulous Moonlighters, one of the hottest bands on Indiana Avenue during the 1960s. We just heard the Moonlighters' first single for Lamp Records. And next, we'll hear their follow-up release, Lonely Baby and Right On Brother. Both of these songs were co-written by James Davis, the founder of Lamp Records, star group, The Vanguards. Don't touch that dial. We'll have more funky music from the Fabulous Moonlighters after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of the Fabulous Moonlighters, one of the hottest bands on the Indiana Avenue during the 1960s. The Moonlighters came to Naptown from Louisville, Kentucky in 1964. They were an overnight sensation at the Avenue's Blue Eagle nightclub, where they held down a residency playing five nights a week. During their time at the Blue Eagle, the Moonlighters performed frequently with the Four Sensations, a popular singing group that included the veteran Avenue performer Kenny Dotson on vocals. In 1969, the Moonlighters recorded a single with the Sensations for the Blue Eagle record label.
Don't be afraid, though this is your first time. Oh, please keep in mind, I'll be gentle as a lamb, but strong like the man that I am.
Up next, we'll hear the Four Sensations and the Fabulous Moonlighters performing Born Black, featuring Kenny Dotson on lead vocals.
Born Black,
at the bottom of the world.
Born Black,
with no way up there. But my dreams and my prayer. Remember once on a time, folks made me feel ashamed. Today, I stand so proud. But don't call me by.
The core members of the Moonlighters band included Herbie Gibbs on drums, William Roach Cockrum on guitar, Gene Kelly on vocals, and Chester Slaughter on bass. But over the years, a variety of horn players and vocalists performed with the group, including artists like Junie Bass, Johnny May, and Mousie Scott. One of the most notable artists associated with the Moonlighters band is the soul music star Prince Philip Mitchell.
Keep on talking.
Keep on.
You say you need a guiding hand.
Prince Philip was from Louisville, Kentucky. He came to Naptown in the early 1960s and began performing with the Moonlighters in the mid-1960s. During the 1970s, Prince Philip hit the big time as a solo artist, but he maintained a connection with his former bandmates in the Moonlighters. And the Moonlighters guitarist, William Roach Cockrum, is featured on Prince Philip's 1979 Atlantic Records album, Top of the Line. Let's listen to an example. This is Prince Philip Mitchell with Use Your Body. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Prince Philip Mitchell with Use Your Body. Prince Philip performed as a vocalist with the Moonlighters during the mid-1960s. On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of the Moonlighters, one of the hottest funk and soul bands to ever hit the avenue. By the early 1970s, the Moonlighters band had started to split apart.
Your eye don't shine like you all they used to shine. And the thrill is gone. When your lips, you know your lips meet mine.
The Moonlighters played some of their last gigs in Naptown in 1971. The demise of the Moonlighters band opened up exciting new possibilities for our Moonlighters guitarist, William Roach Cockrum. Roach became a sought-after session musician, performing on a variety of classic soul sessions during the 1970s. Roach even played on the Main Ingredients' classic 1973 hit, Everybody Plays the Fool.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby. It may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays a fool.
And Roach maintained a big presence here in Naptown, performing with legendary Indianapolis artists like the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign, Lonnie Lester, and Billy Wooten. In 1972, Roach cut a dynamite live album with Billy Wooten's Wooden Glass Band. The album was recorded live at the 19th Hole Nightclub on Naptown's West Side. Let's listen to a cut off that record. This is Wooden Glass with Monkey Hips and Rice, featuring William Roach Cockrum on guitar.
Thank you.
Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Wooden Glass with Monkey Hips and Rice, recorded live at the 19th Hole Nightclub in 1972 on Naptown's west side. That track featured William Roach Cockrum on guitar, a founding member of the Fabulous Moonlighters. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the Moonlighters, one of the hottest funk and soul bands to ever hit the avenue. Well, it's closing time here at the Blue Eagle Nightclub, but before we go, we once again like to acknowledge the Moonlighters' core members, Herbie Gibbs, William Roach Cockrum, Gene Kelly, and Chester Slaughter. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to the Fabulous Moonlighters. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. Two. When you get lonesome and want to.